That is one of the worst hiding spots I've ever seen. Yeah, no, I reckon she's dying first, right? It's pretty cramped in there. Reminds me of, you know, when we got stuck in, love. I'm making one of my rare efforts to actually talk and have, what's it called again? Friendly conversation, right? And I get the feeling you're not paying attention to a word that I'm saying. You're right. Don't want to, like, tell the rest of you that, because your eyes have gone kind of wide, and you're gripping that chair hard enough to break it, which, given how cheap these things are, probably will happen. Look at me. Look at me. What's going on? I guarantee it's not going to be stupid. I'm not gonna laugh. You can whisper it to me if you want. Okay, you don't like the movie. No problem with that. I mean, they're pretty... Well, to be polite, they're called B-movies for a reason. But they seem to be Johnny's guilty pleasure. So we indulge him. Let him put one on every Halloween. A little team bonding tradition, I guess. A little movie marathon. But, people seem to think I'm not very perceptive when it comes to what other people are feeling. Maybe that's somewhat true, but I am trained in noticing signs of distress. Thinking that the movie's shite doesn't make you act like this. Yeah, but it's not fine, is it? Look at you. You could have just asked to leave, you know that. You can ask me to go with you if you don't want to go on your own. No one's gonna mind. Well, if they guess why, what does it matter? None of the lads are gonna judge you. You don't even have to come and agree to sit with us and watch it. I get it, sweet. Your first Halloween here. You want to be part of the team. Well, you've shown your face. But there's other things that you can do to prove that you like them, okay? You don't have to prove yourself with this. Go on, get. Go back to your room. I'm pointing you hanging out here if you're going to be upset the whole time. Right. Well, we all know you're too polite to disobey a direct order in front of everyone else, so... Soldier, I need a word with you. Outside. Oh yeah, was it embarrassing? I'm not going to apologise for it. because you look like you're about to burst into tears in there. I'm not having you sitting there, give yourself some sort of panic attack. Keep yourself awake all night with night terrors. Because you were too polite and didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings by saying you didn't want to watch the movie. Come on. No, we're going back to mine. I'm not leaving you alone. What'd you take me for? Yeah, well, don't let word get around that I'm so caring. I'll make an exception for you. In. Sit, what am I gonna do with you? Come, sit. Whatever makes you feel better. Sit in the bed, sit in my lap, whichever you want. You're not a baby. It doesn't make you a baby. Adults get upset all the time. You're allowed to want comfort. Isn't that what you always try and tell me? Who's the hypocrite now? Come on. There you are, pup. What do you like? They all like you, you know. I'm not going to get angry at you if you want to leave. Even if you just said you were too tired, that would have been alright. Yeah, well, as sweet as it is that you wanted to spend time with us all, they want you to take care of yourself. I want you to take care of yourself. None of them are gonna laugh at you, right? You could have just said, movie's too much. You also could have said in advance, and I'm sure Johnny could have found one movie that isn't gory, but still Halloween sort of themed, and we could have sat and watched that first. You could have sat and watched a movie with us, and then we could have put on the bloodbath and you could have left. We're a team, yeah. If you can't cope with that sort of movie, we're not just gonna, like, ban you from movie night. We'd make accommodations, yeah. It's not a bother. Even if the only sort of movie that you'd be able to watch is a kid's movie. Who cares? And the point of it is to spend time as a team. Now, let me tell you what would make Johnny feel awful. You leaving. Because you couldn't cope with the movie. Not going to bother anyone. You sitting there, silently. Feeling like throwing up, crying your eyes out. And then them finding out afterwards that they made you feel like that and you felt like you couldn't speak up. That's what's going to make them upset, yeah. You care so much about us, let us care about you. You gotta speak up when you're uncomfortable in love. We're not all mind readers. Not all of us are good at emotions and stuff. Noticing body language, you know. They aren't bothered because they aren't bothered. I don't know what goes on in all their heads. And just because we can go watching that stuff doesn't mean you're in the wrong for not being able to. Look, we've all got our own, you know, fairly certain probably all of us got some sort of PTSD, right? So, what triggers it's different for all of us. For some, you know, it's loud noises, fireworks, or earthquakes, or fires, or, you know, seeing blood or gore. Yeah, well, just because I don't get bothered by that sort of content doesn't mean I haven't got my own problems. I guess I'm desensitized to that sort of stuff. Probably a lot of us are. It's not to say that I don't have my own triggers. I don't talk much about my past, you know that. Let's just say, I probably had PTSD before I joined the army. Yeah, so what gets me is not what's going to get other people. I was only pretty broken before I got here. Ow. Yeah, whatever, I know I shouldn't call myself that. If you're not broken, then I'm not broken, yeah, something like that. And you're not. So. You're allowed to get upset at seeing fake blood and gore. That's probably actually pretty normal. Maybe it's just like that. And all the weird ones have been able to cope with it, I don't know. We've all seen a lot of crap, and none of us want to be reminded of trauma, and we're trying to have a bit of fun. Just because it doesn't scare me, or them, doesn't mean it's wrong for you to be scared. It's okay if it's too much for you. It doesn't bother me, because I don't know. Probably am somewhat desensitized, right? But I find the unrealisticness of it all almost comedic. Like, he doesn't pick the best, like, Oscar winning horror. Well, I guess actually the horror movies don't really get noticed by the Oscars all that much, do they? You know what I mean? Like, critically acclaimed, right? Movies. Purposely picks the shy ones. The stupid and silly ones that we can look at and laugh at how, you know, stupid the hiding places are. How none of them have done the obvious things of, like, trying to contact a neighbour, trying to use the phones. Like, they keep the, you know, if it's like some sort of slasher movie that, like, other people getting hunted down keep doing the most stupid decisions that are obviously going to get them caught. You know, when we can sit back and think what we would have done different, how we would have survived. And that's for the blood and the guts and all that. And I suppose we've seen worse shit, and we can look at it and detach ourselves from it, and we know it's just what, like, I don't know what they make that stuff out of. It's fake, you know. Sometimes, especially in the chain movies, it looks very fake. You know, the blood's way too bright red or whatever. But it's okay to see that fake blood, no matter how bad it is, how inaccurate and unrealistic it is, and it still triggers some sort of memory. Whether it looks hyper-realistic, or whether it looks like the worst low-budget movie you've ever seen. you're not choosing to get triggered by it. No one chooses to get triggered by anything. That's, like, not what the definition of a trigger is. It's okay, yeah. And if you want to go back in there, and if you want to say, hey, Johnny, old buddy, old pal, if you've got any Scooby-Doo in that collection of yours, or, I don't know, that's the first thing I could think of that was, like, Halloween monster sort of themed, but, like, wouldn't be scary, or at least wouldn't be gory. I'm sure he could put one on. The what one? They made a Loch Ness Monster one. Like, as in, like, Nessie went to America. It's set in America, right? Yeah, so, or, like, they went to Scotland. Because if you're about to tell me that there's, like, a Scooby-Doo movie where a bunch of American voice actors are attempting to do Scottish accents, I think we have to put Johnny through that torture, seeing as he's accidentally just tortured you. Well, fair, he probably doesn't own it, but, like, I'm sure we can find it somewhere. Yeah. What's the army budget for, if not for spending on Scooby-Doo movies? Feeling better. I know I'm not. I don't think I'm not good at this sort of, like, talking about feeling stuff, but I'm trying. But if you want, I can go back in. You can stay here. And whenever the movie's over, I can request something for you if you want. No, they've got, like, I think 4 more movies they were gonna put on, maybe 5. Oh, it, like, lasts all night, yeah. So, if you do want to come back in, you know, I could come and fetch you when the movie's over. You can have a little chat with everyone, and see if we can decide on something that you're able to watch. I'm sure there's something you can think of that is some sort of, you know, even if not exactly Halloween, but, like, monster-themed in some way that you can cope with watching. Whether it is, you know, Scooby-Doo, or I don't know many kids' movies, but there's got to be some sort of, you know, there's, like, 3D animation movies that come out every year, something that's, like, Halloween-themed. Disney must have done something Halloween-themed, or something. Some sort of, like, made-for-TV movie of your childhood, or I don't know if there's stuff that's, like, Halloween-themed that's, like, not for kids, but that isn't very gory. I'm sure you can think of something, though. Smart thing you are. And I promise, if you pick out some sort of kids' movie, right, the others aren't gonna laugh. No, not because I'll threaten them. Okay, well, not just because I'll threaten them. Look, you don't have to prove yourself to them to make them like you. They already all like you. Yeah, they wouldn't like you. So, anyway, from what I gather, a lot of those kids' movies meant to be, like, I'm gonna call family movies, right, so adults are meant to, like, be able to enjoy them. I'm not gonna laugh. And besides, they've been up so late already, they're probably sleep-deprived enough that they might end up accidentally getting emotionally invested in whatever you put. Well, you have a thing. I think we're about maybe 2/3 of the way through that film. I can go and see how long runtime's left and have a little chat with Johnny. We can see about sorting something out. And if you do want to do that, what Scottish Scooby-Doo movie to torture him with the accents, you just let me know. Okay. I'll go see how much long's left on that movie. And if you decide you don't want to come back in at all, and you just want to sleep, that's fine too. But I'll go double check how long's left, how many more films they're planning on doing, and see what our options are, yeah. You be brave for me, and wait. Yes, I'm leaving you alone in my room. Trusting you not to break anything. You may steal one of my shirts, if that'll make you feel better. But I expect it back. So, I guess you may borrow one of them.